At this point, I'm going to ask that you take out your communion kit as we move into a moment to receive the body and blood of Christ. And as Christians, what we believe the benefits of Holy Communion, the benefits of Holy Communion, everlasting life, but also we believe the strengthening of faith. It gets to our sermon topic. It deepens our faith in Jesus, and we put our center of gravity completely in his arms by receiving his body and blood today. I did want to read the words describing what we're doing. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 25. These are words from the Apostle Paul. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Taught by our Lord Jesus, we share the prayer he taught, as it is projected as well in front of us, I believe. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Deliver us from temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." And at this point, you can, let's take off that top seal to receive the wafer, the body of Jesus. And we'll commune together. "Take and eat, this is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given for you." And at this point, we'll take the second seal off to receive the blood of Christ. "Take and drink, this is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the complete remission of all of your sins. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen that faith, deepen it to a level where you can know that all things are possible through Jesus Christ, and you live in that confidence this week. Depart in peace and joy. Jesus is with you. Amen."